Good morning, Rome, and everyone who is with us now online. It's an honor for me to speak to you. And from strategy to action, I think no motto could have been more appropriate for this year's FAO conference. And indeed, action is urgently needed. And more than ever, we feel the need to join hands. I think the COVID-19 pandemic has left deep scars and revealed the vulnerabilities of both local and global food systems. And people who were already suffering from hunger and malnutrition are hit hardest. And meanwhile, prices of food and raw materials are soaring. The Dutch government is committed to contributing to share to make the world's food system more sustainable and resilient. And we support the system-based approach to contributing, and because when it comes to the food systems, challenges are interconnected. For example, tackling food scarcity and hunger should not undermine our commitment to increasing biodiversity. And improving our health through food should go hand in hand with measures to prevent carbon emissions. And we want to work towards a food system that relies on the power of nature and does not harm it. A resilient food system that can absorb blows such as pandemics, market shocks, and global warming. In order to achieve this, and in anticipation of the UN Food System Summit later this year, we would like to focus on 3 points in particular. Firstly, the food system needs better governance locally, and nationally, and internationally. Secondly, our international agricultural policy requires a stronger scientific basis. When redesigning the food system, we should base our decisions on evidence and what has been proven to work. And thirdly, governments are not the only stakeholders. There is also a role to be played by consumers, civil society organizations, knowledge institutions, and private companies. They can make a difference if they are truly involved and committed, as we all are. And finally, I would like to point out that the Netherlands has an excellent candidate for the post of independent chairman of the FAO Council. And I would therefore like to encourage you to cast your vote for him later this week. I wish you all the best. Thank you.